It's a big day in Chicago tomorrow. Chirac opens, and I saw the trailer for that, and I'm going to see it. I don't know how I'm going to feel about it, but we are going to talk to someone who is in this movie right now, and he plays Commissioner Blades in Chirac. We are talking to Harry Lennox right now, live from the set of The Blacklist. Harry, how are you?
I'm doing well, Wendy. How are you doing?
We're great.
Anxious to talk to you again. Harry, when you got the call, you know, they were casting Chirac and you get cast in it and it's very exciting. Did you have any idea in those early days that it would be as controversial even before it opened as this movie has been?
No, I didn't. I didn't think it was anything to be upset about, you know, in terms of the name. It's not, you know, so we didn't see that coming. We thought that it would be, well, I can't speak for anybody else. But I didn't see where anybody would have any opinion other than to be grateful that somebody was putting the spotlight on the situation there and trying to bring attention to it.
Now, it's based on a play. That's what everyone keeps saying about, you know, women withheld sex from their husbands or boyfriends until they became unarmed and stopped a war. And loosely, this is based on that?
That's true. The play is by Aristophanes Lysistrata, written, I think, in 412 B.C. So, you know, Spike took that situation. And you know, I know of other people who have done trailers or stories updating Lysistrata that as a means of stopping a war, the fighting.
Right.
That the women would use their power, or at least, you know, one aspect of their power, to appeal to the men. You know, to stop what they're doing. So it was also something that was tried in Liberia. I can't remember. I think maybe 2011. And it helped bring an end to the war there, you know, what was going on at the time. So it's, you know, a satire, but it has, I think, resonance today. And I'm aware that somebody named April Lawson in Chicago has started her own sex strike, if you will, and
yes,
and several women have joined her. So
I had heard about that, and I see. To me, this is way more artsy than I expected it to be. I almost expected it to be a dark, gritty documentary type film. So I was a little shocked when I saw the trailer, but I still want to see it.
Yeah, I think that like any good movie, you know, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry, it'll make you think. It's provocative. At some point, you know, you have to take an approach to an artistic movie, to a narrative. You have to decide if it's a tragedy or, as you say, a doc, or, you know, what tone it will have. But, you know, I mean, life goes on in Chicago. Life goes on in war zones. There are, you know, people fall in love, fall out of love. People, you know, laugh, they cry. You know, that's it's. So we didn't want to remove all of the humanity or all of whatever levity that could be found in it, and we thought it was a good approach to a very difficult subject.
Harry, you spent a lot of years here in Chicago. What do you make of the violence that we've seen, in particular the last couple of years? It's really been a rough stretch for us here in town. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think it's indicative of what I've observed. Whenever you remove infrastructure, when you remove resources, when there's no jobs to be found of any real worth or value, when you remove all of those things, crime will follow. I don't think that's anywhere different over the world, around the world. If you take the water out of, you know, Yemen or whatever, some other place, you know, people are going to start warring over that. If you have oil fields on fire and that's the only means of trying to get money or what have you, or pirating, you know, so at sea, what the Somalis sometimes do. You know, you have to, so when there are fewer resources, people are going to use whatever means are at their disposal to try to control those. And I think that a real answer would be getting, and we suggest this in the film, you know, getting the companies, the Fortune 500 companies, to put some industry back onto the south and west sides of Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, it's shocking. I think that Chicago is about a third of the population of New York, but there are fewer murders here in New York. And it's not exactly, you know, Eden over here.
Right,
so
sure.
But what are they doing right that could be followed? What's going on in Los Angeles, which was a war zone? What have they done right between communities, organizations, and law enforcement being able to work together to redeem neighborhoods? So they're doing something better than what's happening in Chicago. And I think that, you know, we need to take a very critical look at it. But I think that the reasons that is happening are what I just talked about.
You know, we had this woman, Tamar Manessa, on the air with us, the founder of Mothers Against Senseless Killings, MASK. And she was getting out on a lawn chair in the summer, sitting around and seeing some of these gang members. And she would come up to them and hug them because she was showing them that, you know, someone cares about them and personal touch means things. And to talk to her, and actually we should get her on the show again, because to hear her speak about when you have no job to go to, there is no place to go get food, you can't succeed, you have nothing to gain in the area you are, I can see where life could become hopeless and maybe doesn't matter as much.
Absolutely. You know, in a lot of ways, you know, the expectation of a long life, of any sort of, you know, viable longevity, is itself, you know, sort of a remote idea to a lot of people. You know, you got a great city like Chicago where, but, you know, as we talk about in the movie, in some sense, it's a tale of two cities. You see a robust and thriving downtown area, North Sides, and all these great stores and industry come into the city. And then on the South Side and on the West Side, there's nothing. It's like a desert.
Yeah.
It falls off quick.
Again, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
It falls off very quickly, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. And you know, why can we put in all of this money to people who don't necessarily even need the money? Why are all the resources going into certain areas and not going in the other areas? Our tax dollars are you know, taxed and assessed at the same rates as everywhere else in the city. But, you know, so I honestly, it needs a very objective look, a very objective view. And I think more than anything, that's what Chirac is about, the film. It's comprehensive. It's not just talking about the violence, but it's talking about all the other reasons that that can be predictive,
right,
of violence and what things will follow. So,
Harry, we will be looking for Chirac in theaters tomorrow, and we can't wait for The Blacklist to return. That comes back in January?
I believe it does. I'm not exactly sure what date precisely, but yep, we'll be back on the air in January.
And
we're
will
away on making shows.
And they're also using all scripts written in 412 BC on The Blacklist, correct? Is that what they're doing?
That's right.
Harry, great to talk to you. We're looking forward to the movie again. Chirac comes out in theaters tomorrow. Have a good time, Harry. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you. You as well. Great to talk to you again.
Okay,
take care. Thank you, Harry.
Harry Lennox.
Bye-bye.
We'll take a quick break, and then Alex Stone checks in from ABC News with an update on everything happening in San Bernardino, California. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.